Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one place to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, it's two points. It's embargo day today, so I have recently reviewed Dead Take, the FMV escape room game starring all of your favorite, I mean, honestly, all of your favorite voice actors in gaming. And I have a general point, and I think the general point is that the game is good. I like it. The first, like, hour or so was a little bit rocky, only because the press materials and the way that they're talking about this game is referring to it as a horror escape room. And I kind of go on a bit of a thing talking about it as an escape room in my review, and how that positioning and how you position your game can kind of change how people feel about it. And it's like such a weird nitpick. Like I know that it's a strange nitpick, but it's a thing that, once it got in my head, I couldn't get it out. And maybe this is just like my weenie brain trying to deal with horror, a thing that I don't really engage with kind of at all. But there's basically the way that Dead Take works is, Dead Take is a horror escape room game, and you show up at a Hollywood producer's house where there is or has been a party, and you have to, like, solve puzzles to unlock the next rooms, and the puzzles have, like, you know, you're getting a key that has a icon on the fob, and then the icon matches the, like, giant lit up embellishment that's above the door. You're getting a key fob, and you have to find the proper frequency and the number to type in so that you can, you know, unlock the front gate. You have to use tools, like you pick up a screwdriver and you have to use that screwdriver to do another thing. It's all like relatively intuitive, and the puzzles are, you know, I would say the puzzles are not difficult. As I put in the review, it's a tough time to be a puzzle game set in a mansion. It's a bad year for that. This is not a Blueprints. This is just a relatively large mansion house that requires some puzzles to unlock it. And those puzzles are typically story gated, so you have like a sequence that you go in to complete it. But the thing about the escape room for me is that by knowing that it's an escape room, that it's not like the game doesn't say that it's like it's a horror game, or that it's like a survival horror game or a puzzle game. It explicitly says that it is an escape room game, which means that I'm thinking of escape rooms when I'm playing this game. And honestly, they're not wrong. Like, it is an escape room game. Like, the puzzles are very reminiscent of the ones that I have done in escape rooms. The kind of, like, locked house mystery, like, kind of makes sense in that way. Like, you're doing a lot of the things you do in an escape room. There's no way to progress unless you solve the puzzles. The puzzles are not hard, so, you know, you're not going to be, like, super struggling. There's one that I struggled with, and that was pretty minor. Okay. Just traffic. My God. So the puzzles are pretty simple, but I lost my train of thought. The escape room. So the thing is that as I play the game, I know that it's an escape room. I'm thinking about it being an escape room. I look at the puzzles through the lens of the escape room. And there is a moment that happens pretty early on in the game. You go to the theater, you watch some clips because this is all about Hollywood and acting and all of that. And then it does kind of its first, I don't know, it's had like some jump scary bits, some just like subliminal message jump scare bits. But so the first big like spooky part of the game is when you leave the theater and there's just a brand new diorama sitting in front of you, like something, like there is now like a giant thing in the room that is like supposed to be incredibly shocking. It's supposed to be really scary, and it's supposed to be like, wait, I just walked through here, this thing wasn't here, what the hell's going on? And the only thing that I could think of when I saw it, like, because I'm looking through all the puzzles in this lens of an escape room, is, wait a minute, we just looked at the blueprints, and the blueprints say that there's secret rooms and passages here. Where are all of the 23-year-old, underpaid, in ill-fitting polo workers for this escape room popping out and putting out these dioramas for me? Because it just, like, it has this weird thing of, like, it feels kind of, like, it feels kind of chintzy and themed in a way that I can't really describe. And then to see that there was just, like, a prop that was wheeled out for you to look at and then to get a clue off of is, like, okay, like, this is clearly, like, a staged thing that is happening, especially when so much of the game is about the stage. It is about theater. It is about acting. It is about all of these things. And then to be in a house of a major Hollywood producer where there is a film set, you're like, okay, like, this is part of this thing. Like, this is obviously all, this is all connected. And it, you know, it kind of is, but not in the way I had expected. And I think that's kind of the thing that I like most about Dead Take. Like, it starts off kind of slow, and the mystery of what is going on here kind of unravels pretty slowly. It took me about 4.5-5 hours to finish. So it's like a good size one of these puzzle games, and you'll spend a lot of time walking back and forth and, you know, understanding how the house works. And, you know, there is some, like, mounting dread as you play of, like, doors that continue to close or sounds that continue to go off. Like, there's a couple of just, like, pretty spooky, I didn't expect that to happen jump scares. And then it turns into, you know, by the second half, you start to realize that some of those full screen, like, subliminal things are actual, like, thematic things that are happening to the main character that you're playing as. You are playing as an actor, like one of the actors who is trying to or is maybe currently auditioning for a part in this film that this big Hollywood producer, Duke Kane, is doing. And so it gets, like, psychological, and it gets, like, more spooky as you go. And I will say the ending resolves really well. I think they, like, really pull it off. And I enjoyed it. It was fun. I mean, this is not going to be the puzzle box mystery for me. That's going to, like, jump up the GOTY list, but it was good. Especially off the heels of something like Botany Manor last year, that was just, like, one of these, but whimsical and happy mostly, and had themes. This one is kind of doing a similar thing. Like, it is a at, like, late at night house that is spookily empty, and it has, like, pretty real themes about acting and sacrificing for your dreams, and, you know, the power struggle and dynamic that happens with producers and actors and all of the infighting and backstabbing that you do when all you want is this thing. And it's good. Like, I actually really enjoyed myself. I don't know if I would say it's much of a horror game besides a couple of, like, shocking moments and a couple of, like, jump scare bits. There, it's a lot of here's this flashlight that's really dim kind of stuff and some, like, shocking areas, but, you know, I guess I will let you in on this. There's never going to be a point when someone is chasing you. This isn't like an amnesia game or anything like that, which I was kind of waiting for because I really hate that, especially in puzzle games. But the horror is coming from the atmosphere and the themes being discussed and like some of the visuals, but it's nothing too intense. I think that it's like the things it is discussing is intense. The depictions of it are sometimes intense, but it's not like, you know, this isn't Condemned or anything. I enjoyed it. The one thing that I do want to call out is that if you didn't know this, I didn't somehow going into it. I didn't really think about it, but this is an FMV game. There are several actors' clips from auditions and like conversations. There's some incredible cameos in there. Sam Lake is one of them, which is wild. It's very funny that they got him to do that. Laura Bailey is in this. Matthew Mercer, Neil Newborn, and Ben Starr are some of the names. There's a couple of others, and I can't remember them. This is the problem of doing this show in the car. Go check out the review. And it's like all of them are crushing it. I feel like there's always this schlocky kind of thing with FMV where you can tell that they did not use the fancy film budgets with the fancy cameras and the fancy studios and everything, and it can always feel kind of like a student product, like the highest quality student production you've ever seen. And I think they avoid a lot of that stuff with the FMV in this game because there's no action. Like, it's usually just a person in front of a background doing stuff. And the ones that really stand out are, like, the Sam Lake one is a video call. There's another one by another voice actor is just another video call. Those feel more FMV to me than some of the other ones. Like, the big missed energy on those ones, I would say. But the Neil Newborn and the Ben Starr and Laura Bailey ones that you see are, like, they're great. Like, those are screen actors, dude. There's one from Ben Starr that is actually probably the scariest thing that is in the entire game. And I don't want to spoil it. It's like probably halfway through the game that you run into it, but it is him doing a line reading. And I know that Ben Starr is like the like current hot in boy for voice acting right now. We've you know, move over Troy Baker, you're Indiana Jones now we're talking about Gustav, or we're talking about Verso. And like, Ben Starr has been a guy who does really good fantasy gruff man voice. I haven't seen him in a lot of other stuff besides Final Fantasy and Expedition 33, but dude's got range, and that scene is like like capital A acting. Like, he fucking crushed it, and is wild. Like, you watch that and you're like, my god, this man can act. And it was great. I really think, like, honestly, the reason you should play Dead Take is for that moment and kind of the end of the game, because both of them, like, they are standout moments. I could not believe that it took that turn. Ben Starr can do no wrong at this point. Like, he like nailed it. Like, true dramatic acting. I loved it so much. Let's see. I think those are my high level. If you wanna hear more about Dead Take, go check out the review I have up on the site by the time this goes live. So you can see that and, go read up on that and try it out. I think that I had a great time with it. I got the review code probably a week ago now. But I ended up playing it over 2-ish nights, and it felt good. Like, it was a good, like, it was a good length. I had a good time with it. Like I said, it's not going to be your Puzzle Mansion game of the year probably, but it is, you know, a good one of those. And I think the themes are really well done. So go check out the review. Otherwise I'm going to go hop on this choo-choo train Thanks for hanging out with me this morning. 70%complete.com is the website. Like and subscribe, all of that stuff. If you like the show, share it with a friend. I know we kind of bounce around from topic to topic, but I always have fun and hope that you do too. So share it with a friend and maybe we can grow this thing a little bit more. And until then, have a good rest of your day. All right, see ya.